listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
And welcome to Alive Again on Pet Life Radio. My name is Brent Atwater, and I'm the host of the show, along with my cohort, Miss Meg.
Hello, everybody. I'm Meg Martin.
And she's an intuitive counselor to help you get through your pet loss. Today, we're going to have a guest named Luella May, and she's in Klondike, Texas, and she says that's on the other side of nowhere, doesn't even have a convenience store and a gas station. And Luella has a group on Yahoo that is called The Best Years in Life, Natural Health for Pets. And we think she's doing a great service to help pets out there. And we're going to be talking with her just a little bit later on the first half of the show. We're going to talk to her about the raw diet, and that's part of the animal health issues. For those of you who want to know, who in the world am I? Well, I'm an animal medical intuitive, and that means I look inside your pet's body and see what health issues you have and give you healing solutions. So we do that on the first half of our show. In the second half of our show, we deal with animal reincarnation and pet loss, and we answer your questions there. So one of the things we'd like you to do is send in your questions to Brent@PetLifeRadio.com and ask us about Fluffy. We'll tell you about their health questions, or if you want to know if they're going to reincarnate, I'll look at their energy and track their energy into the future to determine if they're going to reincarnate, and I'll even be able to tell you what they look like. So send your questions to Brent@PetLifeRadio.com. Now, if you want to read about any of this, we have all of our books now are up on iBooks. So if you're listening to us via a podcast, just take your little iPhone, check it on out, flip over to iBooks, and go to Brent Atwater, and you'll see all the books that are talking about animal reincarnation on this show. So we'll go to a sponsor break for a moment, and then we'll be right back with Luella.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Buster, you're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where healthy pets go.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/Petco and get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off hundreds of items at Petco. PetLifeRadio.com/Petco.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson. PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
Hi, this is Marcy Davis and my service dog, Whistle, and we're your hosts of Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Working Like Dogs is the show where you can learn everything you ever wanted to know about working animals or working dogs. Whether you're a member of a working dog team, or you've just seen a working dog or animal out at the mall or the grocery store, and you're curious about how these amazing animals work with their human partners, then Working Like Dogs is the show for you. Join us for the inside scoop at Working Like Dogs on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're back, just like we hope that your pet comes back alive again. And again, my name is Brent Atwater, and we're going to talk to Luella May today. Now, Luella, tell us what in the world made you decide to set up your Yahoo group. Again, folks, go visit it. It has a lot of really good information. And one of the things I like about it, it says education instead of medication. And being an animal intuitive, where I look inside bodies and check on health, My mission is always about less is more. And today we're going to talk to Luella about why she established a group, and if you'll tell us that, and then again about some of the things that you feel that other people could benefit from tapping into your group on Yahoo. How are you, Miss Luella?
I am doing fine. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. This is an honor. Well, my journey to natural health is a really interesting one because I started 10 years ago when my health was the pits. And making a long story short, I discovered natural health and thought, ooh, this makes sense. And I started implementing the proper diet and various supplements for my own conditions. And hey, they worked. They worked. And that led me further down the path to my fur kids. Now, just as I had been on junk food, and you can't imagine years ago, I had my fur kids on the cheapest, most horrible food ever because I didn't know any different. So as I'm starting to learn and learn the importance of, you mentioned a raw diet, I gave my fur kids a raw diet. I implemented the proper health for them, everything that they would need to be healthy. I learned about not vaccinating your pets, the harms vaccines do, so on and so forth. Now, during my journey, I met a prominent natural health author by the name of Tony Isaacs. And he thought that since I was learning, we got to know each other, and he thought that I might have something to contribute to his website. And we got to know each other, and after a couple of years, he asked me to be a partner on The Best Years in Life. And the address for that, or the web address for that, is tbyil.com. And the letters stand for The Best Years in Life.
Now, that address is animal issues, because that's what we're discussing today, right?
Yes, yes. It does have animal issues also, yes.
Okay.
So I partnered with him, and at first, the forum that we had was Oleander Soup, which is a human forum. But as it progressed, we got a lot of questions about pets, and it seemed to be overriding the humans. So we thought, let's make a separate forum to where we can focus especially on our precious fur kids, on their health, and we can just give them all the attention that they need, that we can educate people on how to care for their pets naturally, and that was what started The Best Years in Life Natural Health for Pets.
And that's on Yahoo, right?
That's on Yahoo Groups, yes.
Okay. And for those of you who are listening in their group, we invite you to come join us and to like our Facebook pages, our Alive Again Facebook page on animal reincarnation. And we invite you to come join our animal reincarnation group for your questions about animal reincarnation and pet loss. And we also invite you to our animal medical intuitive group, where Luella can help give suggestions for our natural resolutions to help with your pet's health issues. And we have a lot of really good practitioners that pop in and out of there and answer your pet's health questions. So that's Animal Medical Intuitives on Facebook group and also the Animal Reincarnation. Now, Luella, when you were doing this, and I noticed today you had a wonderful soup on the human side. Do you make soups for dogs?
You know, I haven't made soups for dogs, but it's something that I need to try. I have another friend who does that, and that's something I have to learn. My dogs basically are fed raw.
And teach us about the raw diet. What is the raw diet? My dog had severe allergies, and everybody said you ought to go to a raw diet. And I'll be real honest with you, I haven't gone to a raw diet yet because I don't know what it is, and I'd like you to tell me. And one thing that I'd also like to ask is, you said that, you know, cheap foods. Are there any, because of today's economic times, are there any inexpensive foods out there that people who are tightened and their belts a little tighter now for they and their dogs, that they can purchase that will provide good nutrition for their dogs and yet keep them in that tight budget?
Sadly, no.
Okay.
A raw diet has been known to reverse health problems.
Okay.
Now, the one thing I would suggest is a person doesn't have the time to prepare the raw foods if they can't find them, if they find that it's just too expensive to do all this, What I would suggest is the BARF diet, B-A-R-F, which is frozen raw food that you can get online.
Okay. What website would they find the BARF?
Just Google it. Just Google BARF, and there's BARF diets for dogs and cats.
Really?
Very, very easy to find.
And what is in a raw diet?
Okay. Dogs should never have cooked bones.
Okay.
But they need raw bones.
But you have to grind them up, don't you?
No. My dogs will annihilate bones. No. Raw
what
bones.
About senior dogs? Wouldn't senior dogs have to have them who don't have many teeth have to have them ground up?
Probably, yes. If they don't have many teeth, yes.
Because I know, yes. I have a friend of mine who has little Pekingese that were rescue dogs, and because they were in cages all of their life, they lost most of their teeth. And she would like to put them on a raw diet. So I would think you would almost have to puree. That's why I was asking. She makes what we call a dog food soup. And a lot of animals who have also, it's mega esophagus that can't swallow large food can drink dog food soup and have to do that. And it's the only way that they can sustain eating and getting calories is through dog food soup. And my dog was on it for years. And so I wondered, I guess you'd have to take the bones and puree them so that it could be, because if they can't chew them, it would harm their insides, wouldn't it?
In a situation like that, yes. In a okay. situation like that, most definitely.
Okay, so what we're talking about today is for dogs that have got healthy, good, gnawable, gnawing teeth.
Yes. Another thing, if a dog is given a raw diet from the minute it's a puppy, there will be no oral problems. There will be no oral infections. They will have healthy teeth.
What if you're transitioning a dog over? How long does that take?
It depends on the dog. Some dogs, like my Misty, she's 13 years old, and I transitioned her not too long ago. I'd say when she was 8 years old. Well, she's 13 years old now. But she took to it instantly. But some dogs don't. They're used to their foods, and they have to be transitioned slowly.
Well, wouldn't and it if you best- just... immediately change the food over, wouldn't it create diarrhea or something like that if you just all of a sudden one day started it and stopped it? I mean, on most dog foods, or usually when I've talked to veterinarians, they'll say to, you know, take half the food that they have and then make it half and half and then make it three quarters and a half, and they usually do it over a 2 week period.
Sometimes it does. Now, with my Misty, now when I did this, I wasn't real knowledgeable about things. Mm-hmm. So I just changed it. Misty had no problems, so I was very lucky. But if a dog doesn't take to raw right away, and also to prevent those problems, you go down gradually. The best way to do it is cooked foods. And as you slowly go, cook them less and less. Mm-hmm. And that way they do get used to it. And that's what I recommend.
And what do we put in this dog food roll?
Okay. Now, bones are really imperative. Dogs need the bones, and this is for the proper nutrition. Their digestive systems need this. Meat, chunked or ground, beef, lamb, chicken, pork, fish. Also, the offals, liver, kidneys, heart, unbleached tripe. And now, another thing I just want to jump in here. Another option is to visit your grocery store and see if they have day-old meats that you can get at a more inexpensive price. Now, dogs also need vegetables. Broccoli, spinach, celery, bok choy, carrots, turnip greens, squash. But they shouldn't have a lot of vegetables. The main bulk of the diet should be the bones and the meat with a few vegetables.
Is there a recipe? In other words, what percentage of vegetables to beef or to the meat?
I would say maybe 5%.
Of vegetables?
5% of vegetables. That's how I feed mine.
Okay. And when it's raw, I do have a question. When it's raw, what about the bacteria like in the marrow? Can you heat that up so that it's still raw, but you're killing some of the bacteria, or that's something that's not a concern?
Dogs have no problem with bacteria. They're hunters. They go out and they hunt rabbits and all sorts of little animals, and that was never a concern for them. Their digestive system is such that they're able to deal with that. Where we would get very ill, dogs won't.
Okay. What kind of bones were you saying would be good to look for?
Raw bones, any type of bones, beef bones. With a chicken bones, what I do with those is pick out the sharp ones, the little sharp bones. I pick them out just to be safe. And I give them the leg bone and
so
the thigh
bone. These are big bones you're talking about.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, of course, for a little dog, you'd make allowances.
Right. Well, I think one of the things you have to be concerned about is the bone can splinter, because a lot of dogs will not chew a bone correctly. And for those of you listening out there, it's really important that your dog is able to chew a bone up really well. I had another lady who had a Wheaton Terrier who had cancer, and she would buy chicken thighs. But she would take the chicken thighs and put them in her blender and crush them up because her dog was incapable of chewing them. And if you get a bone that's too a dog is unable to break up, then it can splinter and split the intestines. So it is a concern. Yeah. So you have to determine if your dog has the capacity to chew these bones up first. And if you don't think he does, you can always be on the safe side by putting them in a blender and chunking them up so that there are not any little splintery pieces in there that would hurt your fur baby.
That's a good idea. You know, I never knew that a blender could do that.
Oh, well, if you use the right kind. Now, when you say size bones, Luella, do you mean they have to be at least as big as a finger? Or what size are we talking about here? Because you've got everything from a little tiny Bichon. You know, obviously a German Shepherd can, you know, knock it out a lot easier. Or a little baby Jack Russell. So what are we talking the width of this? Are we talking a little baby finger, a straw,
a pencil? A baby finger is a good example. Just watch out for the little splintered pieces.
Okay, so nothing smaller than a little finger then out there, okay?
Right, right. That's a good rule of thumb. Another thing that dogs should have is fruits, but limited. Limited fruits such as cored apples, cored pears, blueberries, honeydew, watermelon, cantaloupe, orange sections, but make sure that they don't get the pits. Grapefruit sections and bananas. But again, fruits, very limited.
And what about asparagus?
Asparagus, that is toxic to dogs. You have to, now, yes, now again, with a raw diet, you have to know which foods are toxic.
And is there a list anywhere we can find those?
Yes, yes. In fact, in our pet section, in the article section of the Best Years in Life, if you click on articles, go to the right, scroll down, and down the page, you'll see the pet section. You'll see a natural anti-cancer protocol for dogs. And that is where we have what dogs should eat in a raw diet. Now, foods that are toxic are grapes, raisins, avocado, onions, green peas, potatoes. They can have small amounts of yams. Asparagus, plums, pineapple, rhubarb, tomato, black cherry, lima beans, corn, and grains. Dogs should not have grains.
Right. I just want to make sure that people know where to find this information. It's www.tbyil.com.
Correct, yes.
All right, we're going to go to a sponsor break right here, and we'll be right back.
We'll transport back into the metaphysical right after these earthly words from our sponsors.
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart and save up to 30% on toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart today.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com. /lucky, L-U-C-K-Y, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. It's the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Thank you so very much, sponsors, for being there for us. And if you'd like to sponsor a show, get in touch with Mark at PetLifeRadio.com. And we'd love to have you as part of our team to help expand the awareness of others. Again, my name is Brent Atwater, and my co-host is Miss Meg Martin over there.
This is Meg Martin. Sorry, I'm right here.
She's over there with her pet loss stuff. So if you need some intuitive counseling to help get through your pet loss grief or to move forward in your life, Meg's the one to contact. So again, send your questions to Brent at Pet Life Radio, and we'll be more than glad to answer them. Our show is usually broken up into two halves. We do the first half on animal medical intuitives, where I look inside your pet's body and we determine their health issues. Or the second half is about animal reincarnation. And all of these are on podcasts, so you can listen to us while you're on the treadmill getting healthier yourself. Now, one of the things I love about our guest today is their motto for their website is education instead of medication. And Luella has been so wonderful today in talking to us about the raw food diet and how that helps the dogs and how she has gone through a lot of health issues herself and has taken those health issues, which is probably her life's purpose, to translate those life issues into helping her fur babies. So, Llewellyn, we're going to let everybody listen. If Meg, if you'll give that website one more time.
Sure. Everyone, the website you want to go to is www.tbyil.com. And also, the Yahoo group is called The Best Years in Life Natural Health for Pets. They focus on your pet's health.
And they've been around for about 4 years with lots of members, and we invite all the members to come join us over on our Animal Medical Intuitive page. And for all of those who are out there and would really like health questions, and she's got that special section on an anti-cancer diet for pets, you want to go look at that. Llewellyn, is there anything else that you'd like to sort of leave as a permanent tip for all our listeners out there?
Yes, colloidal silver. Every dog, from the minute they enter your homes as puppies, should be given colloidal silver daily. Dogs thrive on colloidal silver, and colloidal silver eliminates any type of infection. In fact, a dog given colloidal silver every day will not get parvo. My fur kids get colloidal silver every single day. And because I have found colloidal silver, and actually Misty's responsible for that, I no longer do antibiotics. My fur kids don't do antibiotics. Colloidal silver is a natural antibiotic that eliminates even bacteria and viruses that are coming resistant to antibiotics. So yeah. If I can leave that one tip that I consider very important.
For those also who are unable to afford colloidal silver, another natural thing that keeps bacteria out of a body is honey. And if your dog or cat is able, even as human beings, if you are able to take a tablespoon of honey today for a normal size human being, or your cat or dog could do a teaspoon a day, bacteria cannot live in
a honey environment. And they discovered that by the tombs of Egypt when they opened them. The corpses were wrapped in cloth, and the cloth had been soaked in honey. And that's why the tissues and the remaining bones and, I guess you would say, carcasses, but they don't like to say it that way, in the mummified process did not get eaten up with bacteria, is because they were coated in honey. And also, honey is now used in hospitals to do bed sores and open wounds. And a lot of Manuka honey is used on horses and dogs and cats who are burned or who have huge wounds that don't have the capacity to tolerate colloidal silver. So there you have two options to hopefully keep your animals infection-free. And we want to thank Luella today for joining us and for sharing with us her knowledge. We hope you'll go to her website, and we hope you'll go to her group, where she is just a wealth of knowledge to give you more and more information. And her heart is dedicated to this, and her life is dedicated to this. So we thank you very much, and have a wonderful day out there in Texas, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the flip side. All right, everybody, now we're going to move to an interesting concept about reincarnation, and this is something that we got to talk about off air. And when we were speaking with Luella, she had a cat that had a mark on the top of its head named Heidi, that when she called it by its previous name, the cat responded. So one of the signs that we want you to be aware of, if you're an animal reincarnation aficionado, and you can find this little tip in the Animal Reincarnation Guide, which will be a great gift to give somebody who has a pet loss. We talk about one of the ways to know that your animal is reincarnated is by the fact that they answer to the old pet's names, they play with the old pet's toys, they display the same characteristics that the old pet has. So when you see your new pet in its new body, one of the ways to recognize it is within the first week or so, you will just be overwhelmed by the number of characteristics and little traits, and even down to, we had a Jack Russell that used to chew ice, and here this little puppy that was 6 weeks old dove into its owner's cup to chew ice to say, look, it's me, do you recognize me? So we hope that you'll have a wonderful time in finding your pet alive again, and we invite you next week to come back, and we'll have more information, and send your questions if you want us to answer your pet question to Brent@PetLifeRadio.com. And our books can be found at www.JustPlainLoveBooks.com. And if you're listening to us via podcast, click on over to the iBooks, look up the author Brent Atwater, and we've got about 12 books out there now. So we can help you in learning your life's spiritual purpose and giving you prayers for it. We can help with your cat's reincarnation, your dog's reincarnation. Or if you're a frustrated or an emerging animal intuitive, we have books on how to see inside an animal's body called Amity. And we're going to do lots of classes all over the world next week. So if you're also listening and you're listening in a foreign language, all of our books are translated into other languages and we're global. So we'll look forward to seeing you somewhere around the world and to be able to answer your questions. Meg, is there anything you want to say today? And
well, I think I just want to remind people to go to justplainlovebooks.com, where you can read about reincarnation, real, true reincarnation stories for their animals who have come back. I'm Home, A Cat's Never-Ending Love Story. I'm Home, A Dog's Never-Ending Love Story. And we have a wonderful animal reincarnation guide that answers just about any and every question that you ever thought to ask about animal reincarnation.
I'm going to interrupt here. Plus, we have a feisty and lively group on Facebook that's really educational about animal reincarnation. And we have lots of members from all over the world. So if you want to get into an ongoing discussion daily and learn something, our animal reincarnation group on Facebook, you can just like us over there on our Alive Again page and join our Facebook group for your animal reincarnation questions, or our animal medical intuitive group for your animal health questions. And you can send them directly to Brent@PetLifeRadio.com. So we are going to look forward to seeing you next week, literally, because I get to look inside the body or track your pet to the other side. And Meg's going to give you some tips on how to handle pet loss around your home and in your heart. So we'll look forward to seeing you. And I'm going to say bye-bye for now and until next week. And Meg's going to say
bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us today.
See you soon.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. only on PetLifeRadio.com.